From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a new warning from North Korea. A day before the U.S. and South Korea are scheduled to begin military exercises, North Korea has issued a warning. CNN reported today that the Ulchi Freedom Guardian military exercises, according to the North Koreans, describe reckless behavior driving the situation into the uncontrollable phase of a nuclear war. The announcement in North Korea's official Rodong Sinmun newspaper also declared that its army can target the United States anytime, and neither Guam, Hawaii, nor the U.S. mainland can dodge the merciless strike. A reduction in U.S. troops taking part in the joint exercise with South Korean forces this year simply reflects a need for fewer personnel and is not because of tensions with North Korea. That is what U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said while on a flight to Amman, Jordan. Some 17,500 U.S. service members are participating in the exercise this month, down from about 25,000 last year, according to the Pentagon.
North Korea knows this is a wholly defensive, for whatever they may say for public consumption, they know this is a defensive exercise. It's been going on, you know, for decades. I mean, the name has changed over the years, but it's the same exercise been going on.
With tensions high on the Korean Peninsula, China, Pyongyang's main ally and trading partner, has urged the United States and South Korea to scrap the drills, as has Russia. A top Spanish police official says those behind the attacks on pedestrians had stored more than 100 gas tanks and explosive ingredients in a house in Alcanar that they accidentally blew up. This is VOA News. Iraq has launched a military operation to retake Tal Afar, a town west of Mosul, from Islamic State militants. In a televised announcement of the offensive, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told the occupiers, "You either surrender or die." Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate about 2,000 IS militants are holed up in Tal Afar. That is one of the last Iraqi areas held by IS following the July liberation of Mosul, about 80 kilometers to the east. Unlike the fight for Mosul, a city largely populated by Sunnis, Shiite militias are expected to play a large role in the fight for Tal Afar, which is home to a large number of Shiite. Coalition forces had increased airstrikes on the town ahead of the ground assault, forcing thousands of civilians to flee. Churches across Sierra Leone held special services today in memory of the more than 450 people who were killed in mudslides and flooding earlier this year. More than 600 people remain missing. Rescue officials have warned that the chances of finding survivors are decreasing every day. The Interreligious Council called for the services to be held Sunday in honor of the deceased, as special prayers and recitals were offered in mosques Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Large-scale burials have taken place all this week amid rainy weather that threatened even further mudslides. The government of the impoverished West African nation in recent days has warned residents to evacuate a mountainside where a large crack is open. Thousands of people live in areas at risk, and the main focus is making sure they leave before further disaster, authorities have told local media. Aid groups are providing clean water as a health crisis resumes as well. India is investigating a train derailment in which 23 people were killed and scores of others injured. At least eight coaches of the Kalunga Utkal Express derailed and hit each other Saturday in the state of Uttar Pradesh. This was the fourth major accident during the past year on the world's fourth biggest rail network. Local volunteers helped police free passengers who were trapped in the wreckage. The Kalunga Utkal Express connects the northern Hindu holy city of Haridwar with the temple town of Puri in eastern India. Five people were reported dead Sunday when a rocket hit near an international trade fair in Syria's capital of Damascus, being held for the first time in 5 years. The Damascus International Fair was once the leading event on Syria's economic calendar, but had not been held since shortly after the outbreak of that country's war in March of 2011. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.